A U.S. Coast Guard helicopter roars in low above a Ventura County beach and out to a boat that set off an emergency flare in the ocean near Point Magoo. A basket's being lowered for a rescue from the boat. This morning, it's just a drill. But in the last 6 months, Coast Guard helicopters have made some 560 flights from Naval Base Ventura County in what's now their temporary air station covering much of Southern California.
For 50 years, the Coast Guard has operated aviation out of LAX. With the expansions going on and the busy airport that it is, our lease there expired in 2016. They needed the area that we were occupying, so our lease expired, and we moved up here to Ventura County to ensure that we were still maintaining that vital resource to the LA region.
Captain Kent Everingham is commanding officer of Coast Guard Air Station San Francisco and oversees what's known as Forward Operating Base Point Magoo. The temporary base covers Los Angeles County's coastline as well as Ventura, Santa Barbara, and San Luis Obispo counties. The shift of the facility from LAX actually improves chopper response times for the central and south coasts.
If you actually look at the area of responsibility for Air Station LA, moving up to Ventura County moved us further enough north, makes it much easier to reach the northern portion of the AOR. So yes, making it up to the San Luis Obispo County line, the northern portion of that, is much easier.
Lieutenant Commander Dakota Brody is one of the Coast Guard chopper pilots who flies out of Point Magoo.
It's always different. That's the dynamics of it. You never know what you're going to get. A training mission can easily turn into a rescue. So every time we go out, we live by that name of Semper Paratus, which is always ready. We maintain that ready posture anytime we're out, whether we're training or it's an actual case.
The 560 flights from the temporary base include 65 search and rescue missions and 38 lives saved. For now, the Point Magoo station has two helicopters which are staffed around the clock.
We have two MH-65 Deltas that operate out of Naval Base Ventura County. With that, we have 10 permanent folks that provide the logistical support, and then we have 12 temporary folks that come down from Air Station San Francisco on a two-week rotation, standing duty for a 24 period. So 24/7, they're on watch.
The air units work with Coast Guard vessels based in Oxnard and Santa Barbara, as well as civilian public safety agencies on the central and south coasts. Coast Guard Captain Kent Everingham says while their operations at Naval Base Ventura County are currently out of a temporary facility, the plan is to build a permanent home with more helicopters and personnel.
The budget in fiscal year 16 for the Coast Guard had money available to build a permanent facility. The Coast Guard has selected Naval Base Ventura County as that permanent facility, so we're in the process of working with the Navy to come up with the environmental impacts, design, and build a permanent facility to have a permanent facility up and running by 2021. When that happens, we will have four permanently assigned aircraft here and the crew to support that, which will be somewhere between 80 to 90 personnel.
Naval Base Ventura County Commander Chris Janke says the Coast Guard Air Unit is a welcome addition to the base, which is home to a staggering 1,600 facilities, ranging from military testing units to combat-ready CBs.
We pride ourselves here in our air traffic controllers and our folks at the airfield operations to be able to have multiple platforms and have them operate well together. We'll take any that come here. But I think the future is really bright for aviation here at Point Magoo.
The Coast Guard facility is responsible for covering 350 nautical miles of coastline along the California coast. At Naval Base Ventura County, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.